Genetic modified organisms, or GMOs, have generated a lot of debate in some sectors. Fear of consumer backlash has prompted fast food chains like McDonald's to tell suppliers to stop using GMO potatoes. Frito-Lay, makers of Ruffles and Lay's potato chips, followed suit. But some say the consumer barn door is just being nudged long after the departing GMO hoofbeats have faded into the distance. Ronnie Cummins of the Organic Consumers Association of Little Marias, Minnesota, says GMO foods are everywhere.
Just like everywhere else in the United States, if you go into a major supermarket, a large one can have 25,000 different products on the shelves. And if you tested those products, about 60 to 75% would test positive for the presence of genetically engineered ingredients.
The plethora of GMO products on grocery store shelves has prompted a call for labeling of biotech foods. The Clinton administration recently reacted to the outcry by announcing a broad plan to address consumer concerns. It includes requiring seed companies to make public any research about the safety of new gene-spliced crops. Some activists criticize the initiative because it fails to follow the lead of countries such as Japan, requiring labels on GMO foods. They say the measure doesn't go far enough to monitor the long-term impact on human health and the environment. But what do consumers think? Are they concerned? Speaking with people as they shop at a Moorhead grocery store, it's hard to draw any definite conclusions. Most of the people shopping are older couples. Ask them for their opinions about GMOs and you get a lot of quizzical looks and a variety of answers.
I have no opinion. I don't know nothing about it.
I think it's the wave of the future.
I'm just old-fashioned.
We just like plain old food.
Yeah.
While this sampling is far from scientific, it does seem to represent common consumer feeling about GMOs and food. People who know a little about them have concerns. For the rest, ignorance is apparently bliss. Both critics and supporters of GMOs say the situation changes when people learn more. Dr. Thomas Hoban is a sociology professor at North Carolina State University. For the past 10 years, he's studied attitudes towards GMOs. He says when consumers learn what GMOs are, their overall reaction is positive.
And when I say overall, I'm referring to the 60 to 70% of consumers say they would be willing to buy it, they would accept the products, they see benefits from it.
Not so, says health food store owner Will Hoagland.
Been here a long time, and I've never seen as much traffic from all age groups as we are now. And, of course, the baby boomers are the ones that are really beginning to become health conscious.
Will Hoagland says 500 customers at his store, Toshi Products in Fargo, have signed petitions calling for an outright ban of GMOs. He says interest in organic products is mushrooming like never before in the 29 years he's been in the business.
Even your normal consumer that probably wouldn't think about it in the past will pay an extra dime or 15 cents a pound for a certified organic bean because they know nothing's been done to it.
Hoagland says the organic industry is seeing increases of production ranging from 20 to 25%. It's one of the fastest and most profitable segments of agriculture in America. Much of the concern comes from overseas. Organic advocate Ronnie Cummins points to the debate raging in Europe over whether GMO foods are safe.
Organizations such as the British Medical Association, which is the equivalent of the American Medical Association, have called for a global moratorium on GE foods and crops because, as they point out, these products have not been proven safe for human health or the environment.
The GMO industry argues their products are safe, and sociologist Dr. Thomas Hoban likens concerns over GMOs to past food controversies.
When they first came out with pasteurized milk, people were quite concerned about it. They raised a number of the same questions that are being raised about biotechnology right now. And it took a few years. It took a while. It took sort of testimonials from health scientists and others to get people to understand the reason for using pasteurization.
Hoban attributes growth in the organic sales to scare tactics used by what he calls the food police. But the Organic Consumers Association's Ronnie Cummins says while he would favor an outright ban of genetically modified foods, he says at the very least, federal regulators should keep a much tighter control on GMO food products. However, it's unlikely either side will find satisfaction soon. Bob Reha, Minnesota Public Radio, Moorhead.